This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. If you're looking for the perfect neighborhood tavern, then I have the one for you, Marlowe's Tavern. They're all around the city, and there's one close to you. And we're speaking with the executive chef and co-founder, Chef John Metz, in the studio with me today. And I dragged him out of the kitchen and out of a tasting for the summer menu because I wanted to flush out what's going to be on the spring and summer menu. But first of all, you have been bombarded as you walk through the radio station saying, "Hey, chef, I love this. Bring this back. Hey, chef, I love the burger. I love the Royale with cheese. I love the tacos, the fish tacos, and I love the lamb this." And the you are like a rock star in this radio station.
Belinda, it's great to be with you. Love coming in to see you in the show in the springtime and the summertime. I had to be careful walking through. I got bombarded by everybody about their favorite dish and not to mess with it, not to take it off for the season. Those are the things I got to be careful of. Someday I'm going to get taken out and stoned, I think, in the middle of the streets of Atlanta. But it's great that they love Marlowe's. They support us, our neighborhoods. They're so passionate about their food. They're so passionate about their drinks. And they're so passionate about their neighborhood tavern. I mean, that's the fun part. That's why we did it. We love the fact that they love what they love what they enjoy at Marlowe's Tavern. It's awesome.
You know, I was at my local Marlowe's, the one in Vinings, just Saturday night, and I was looking at the specialty drink menu, and nothing on there was just speaking to me. So I told my waiter kind of what I was in the mood for, and he went back to the bartender, and the bartender concocted this most fabulous drink and brought it back to me and just made it up on the fly, and it was the best drink. I mean, he really read and listen to what I was saying that I was in the mood for, and it was the perfect concoction. It had a lot of basil in it. I wanted a savory drink.
Right.
It had a lot of basil in it and cucumber, and it was perfect.
You know, we are so fortunate. Our teams and bartenders and chefs, they're so creative. We arm them with a lot of great recipes and a lot of great core stuff, but they want... my favorite thing is when they personalize the experience for you. And if they take your feeling for that night, whatever it is, it's maybe not the regular cocktail that you have or wine or whatever, and they say, "Try this. I made this just for you." That just, honestly, I get emotional thinking about it because that's exactly what I want them to do. I want them to be able to have fun, know their regulars, and take care of them. And I think when they can create something that you've never even thought of or put together, the combination, because of how well they're trained, and more importantly, they're just great people and they really understand how to do that, the flavors and the mix and the booze and the different herbs and spices we can put into this stuff, both on the food and the booze side, makes it special. And then you're like, "Wow, I can't believe I even had that." That's like,
right. It just knocked it out of the park. It was exactly what I was in the mood for. And he took the time to really listen. And that's what your whole staff does when they're recommending things off the menu. And let's talk about the menu. You're famous for your burger. I mean, what tavern would be remiss if they did not have a fabulous burger? But you're really, people don't realize the quality of burger that you have.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I love our burger. I'm proud of it. We've worked hard on it for a long time. It's a fresh patty. We take a lot of time. The basics, of course, are salt and pepper, as you always hear me say. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. But we have a beautiful brioche bun with sesame, a little chopped lettuce, Roma tomatoes, and then, of course, whatever cheese or however you'd like to top it. But honestly, just the basics are so good for us. And then our secret sauce is the tomato bacon jam. Mm. So it's kind of like our in-house ketchup. Of course, you got to have the regular ketchup, too,
because
I love that. But our tomato bacon jam kind of sets it apart. And people forget about it. That burger, we sell a lot of them, and I know that our regulars love them. I don't think they like to talk about it too much, so they can get in and get one all the time.
I know.
But they love it, and we're proud of it. So we spend a ton of time always perfecting and tinkering with it and just making sure it's perfect every single time.
Well, something you're famous for is really changing the menu with the seasons.
Yes, we spend a ton of time. We're in the middle right now of our spring-summer menu process for us. And so that's really going out, trying different foods, and coming back, and then coming up with fun ideas. Our team, I got a couple chefs in the company that have supported our company for a long time, and they absolutely love being part of it. We get feedback from all of our team. We get feedback from our guests, what they love, what they don't like. Ideas, and then we travel to see what's going on in the world and try and bring back those favorite fun ingredients that you may not expect to get in Marlowe's Tavern or in a tavern like that.
Right, in a tavern. You have some really exquisite fare in a tavern setting, like the scallops. I absolutely love and crave your scallops.
Thank you. Yeah, I think my passion is great quality food, and to be able to deliver it at the right price. So the value proposition is really important for us. And just bringing in those great quality ingredients, those great jumbo sea scallops.
Yes.
Some great unique ingredients. We do that with everything we do. Everything is a cut above what you would normally expect to get in a neighborhood spot. And that's our signature. And I know that I get in trouble for taking off somebody's favorite, but the way I always say it is, go in and talk to your chef in your neighborhood Marlowe's, and they'll make something for you. If you have an old dish that you wanted to get, we've still got the recipes. Most of the ingredients are still probably in-house, and if we can do it for you that day, we will. If not, we'll make it for you next time you're in. And my team actually loves to do that. When they get to know you better, then you become friends, and we support each other, and that's what we're all about.
See, I think that really is what makes you a neighborhood tavern, when you're really customizing the meal for that customer.
You know what? We spend a ton of time knowing our guests really well. We talk to them a lot. We ask them what they like. And of course, when they buy and pick something, that's what we judge on, right? They like this or they didn't like that. A lot of the changes we do are because of the season, but a lot of them are because guests didn't like this or didn't like that. And so we'll modify stuff throughout the course of any given season. So summer, winter, whatever. And we'll make it great for them and just say, okay, this how's this taste or how's that taste? And then I think the ultimate outcome of that is a great food that they really love. And then they get it every time. My challenge is to get people to try to not just, they forget to look at the menu, I would say.
I know, that's me. That's me. I find one or two things that I really love and I crave. And, you know, I want the scallops, so I'm going to go to Marlowe's for the scallops. So I'm going to, you know, maybe not look at the new spring and summer menu items that you have.
Right. It's tough. I mean, we were just talking about the fish tacos a minute ago, and then one of your team here at the studio said, somebody gave me a taste of their lamb wrap, and they're like, wow, that was the best thing I ever had. Well, but they always get the fit. So it's so much fun because they love that item. But I do love it when people explore. And if you can take the chance once in a while, not every visit, but let's just say every third or fourth visit, try something different. It's really, you'll be amazed what you see, which is really kind of cool.
Okay, well, tempt our taste buds and tell us kind of what you're looking forward to on the spring and summer menu.
You know, our focus has always been trying to bring the great seasonal ingredients. It's always been it. And we do that, I think, pretty well. We've got a really, you know, I'm bringing back an old favorite, actually, which I think people will be excited about. So the Asian tuna salad.
Yes.
So that's coming back this year for the spring-summer menu. Modifying your scallop dish. So a little modification to a few.
Okay.
We got some poblano peppers. We got a really great chorizo.
Oh yeah.
Still has really cool elements that you liked about
right.
that dish, but those are a couple additions in terms of the garnish. We're actually having some fun with our salads. So of course, you know, getting a little lighter fare for the mm-hmm. summertime. So a new grilled chicken salad with a dynamite honey lime vinaigrette. I think just is going to be one of those things that people go, wow. So those are a few, and you know, we got a couple more there, and you got to come in and see it. Of course, you got to come into Marlowe's and try it. So. Most importantly.
Well, I have been enjoying your Asian chicken salad with the soba noodles.
Yes.
And the avocado in there.
Yes.
It really is. It's not just a salad. I mean, it's a meal. It's very filling, healthy. I absolutely love it. All the ingredients really come together, and the dressing, and it's creamy, but yet crunchy. It's just perfect.
No, you know, that's a great one. And those similar ingredients will be in that Asian tuna salad. So we try to... When I do that, if we take something off that may be a favorite, we also put something on that's similar and style, so people can still continue that, or we can mix and match. And I think that's something that's kind of fun with the menu as well.
So people love to ask you, or people who are in the know, so you have a freezer.
Yes.
Very little.
Very little. Yeah, our freezer is just a little reach, a little stand-up reach-in. It's not a big walk-in. And honestly, the only reason we really have it is for ice cream. And the cool chill glasses down for a frosty mug. But that's it.
You don't freeze any of your meat or vegetables?
No, nothing. We have everything comes in every day. We've got some great partner vendors that we've been working with for a long time. Some local guys that have supported us and grown with our business as we've grown around the city. They've grown too. We got a guy that brings us just tomatoes. We call him Dan the Tomato Man. I mean, those are the kind of things that we like to do. And it's tougher because, you know, it's hard to keep up as you grow. But we're just a neighborhood spot. We're just a local spot for you to come in. And for me, the trust that people have in Marlowe's, who support us on a regular basis, and those who haven't been in, you'll know when you get there, it's really about developing the trust. And if they trust it and they know we're going to have good ingredients, whether it's a cocktail, their favorite, or a really cool beer that they may not have seen, or a liquor, or, of course, a food item. And I think that's the most important thing for us. We're really passionate about taking care of them.
And enjoying that food on the outdoor patio this time of year is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, except for last night, of course. But
yeah, last night, not a good
not
night.
Not a
to
good
be.
Night on the patio. But you know, you're absolutely right. That patio is going to really kick off. We've already had a couple days that we've opened up the patios for people to go out there. And, you know, our patios, even in the colder times, still pretty good. They're pretty, not weathered totally, but they've got a little heat out there. And of course, we got the roll downs, but it's for me. It's that patio season's upon us, and we're going to take full advantage and get into Marlowe's and enjoy that patio soon.
All right, we're going to take a break. More with Chef Mitz about what's coming up at your local Marlowe's Tavern. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we're talking great food with a great atmosphere, and that's happening at your local Marlowe's Tavern.
That's all right.
Chef John Mitz with Marlowe's Tavern in the studio with me, and I want to pick his brain a little bit more about the spring and summer menu.
You know, we love these seasonal menus. We do it every year, twice a year, really almost three times a year now, because there's so much going on in the world, and there's so many great products coming out, and people really focus in on. And with every provider, every vendor, every farmer we can get a hands on, when they get in there, we've had a lot of long relationships, so it's been great. We do that with our cocktail program as well. We spend some time on cocktails. We call it the Cucumberita. Going to be coming
right
on for the summer
alley.
Menu. And man, it is awesome. With the Herradura Reposado, a really, really great cocktail. So that's one going to be added on for this season. And, you know, the menu is simple. We're trying to keep it easy, trying to make sure that people can get some good flavors and have some fun. The other dish that I'm real excited about is our grilled salmon. We're going to do with a broccoli and carrot couscous.
Oh.
With a little port wine reduction, just really simple, really clean, and really flavorful. A little lighter for the summertime. You know, we're always kind of trying to guide the menu for the summer.
Yeah.
And we're going to roll that menu out here in the middle to the end of April. So that's coming soon to your neighborhood tavern. We're excited.
Well, do you have a special event coming up you can tell us about real quick?
Yeah, we're excited. We participated for the past 30 years with Taste of the Nation. So the SOS Share Our Strengths Taste of the Nation on May 3rd, Thursday night. It's going to be at the Cobb Galleria. Really would love to get everyone's participation in that. It's a great cause, feeding the hungry kids of Atlanta. All the money stays here in Georgia, and we spend a lot of time and energy on that, and those kids need to be fed. And it's a big, big cause. A lot of great folks have been involved, a lot of great restaurants there, a lot of great food. And, of course, a lot of fun. So hopefully you can join us at Taste of the Nation for a great event on May 3rd.
Okay. Thank you so much, John, for joining us in the studio. Chef John Mitz of Marlowe's Tavern. Seek out your local Marlowe's Tavern, and you won't be disappointed by the menu or the staff. They are all fantastic. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the 40th Annual Spring Atlanta Home Show. We're broadcasting from the Cobb Galleria Center. I'm here for another 30 minutes, but the home show is going for the rest of the afternoon and tomorrow. So please come out and join us. Anything that can be done to the inside and exterior of your home and garden is here. All the latest concepts and services will be here for you to check out. But we are talking spring, and that means allergies. So I have Dr. Lily Wong with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Center here in the Atlanta area, because this is, it feels like this last 2 weeks, Dr. Wong, everybody has really started suffering with their allergies. And although we've had a lot of rain, the pollen count has had some really high days.
It has. Thank you, Belinda, for having me on your show. Absolutely. So as we're seeing our weather warm up a little bit more, we're going to see more of our pollen. And as our counts go up, everybody's going to start having more symptoms as well. That's the, you know, with Atlanta Allergy, it's important to come and identify what your pollen counts are so we can kind of tell you what you need to do to help stop some of your symptoms that are causing the problems right now.
Now, every morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, we hear him announce what the pollen count is. Can you kind of describe to people how you go about getting that pollen count every day?
Yes. So with Atlanta Allergy, we are one of the stations, we actually are the only stations in Atlanta that actually does the pollen count. We're the official one for the National Allergy Bureau, and it collects pollen 24 hours. You actually have a machine that goes up on the rooftop, and this machine is what they call Rotarod, and it rotates up there for 24 hours as it's collecting the pollen. And we've got a certified technician who actually removes the pollen collected on the slide, and then they sit there and they'll actually look at the pollen and count the pollen for that day.
The little pollen spores?
Absolutely. That's right.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Absolutely, they're different sizes, and they also stain differently. And so in order to read them, we have to stain them, and then we magnify them. And they have a little counter, and they will watch them and count them per high-power field. And that's how we determine what the pollen count is.
So we're gearing up. We've had the first day of spring this year. So how is it going to stack up against other years as far as allergy season goes?
Well, it's very difficult to say what our pattern is going to bring. As you can tell, you know, we can predict the weather, but the weather can never really go the way we want it
right.
to or how it's supposed to. So we've had high pollen counts in the past. We've been up to the 9,000s, was one of the largest, highest counts we had in 2012. And then it peaked pretty early then. We peaked in mid-March. And so this year, it looks like, you know, we can predict that it'll probably come later, but we're not sure how late it's going to be. And it will, we can't really tell. But in terms of what we've had in the past compared to what we have now, our counts are still going up. And then if we keep having good weather, it depends on how much rain and then how much sunshine we get after to see what the counts are going to do.
Now, does the type of winter we've had previously, does that affect the type of allergies that you're going to see throughout the spring?
In a way, it does. The thought is that if you had a dry winter, you would have a higher pollen count. If you, you know, had a very, you know, wet winter, you may not have as high of a pollen count. But, you know, the pollen is dependent on the temperature, the wind, the rain. And unfortunately, we really can't forecast the pollen count simply because there's been no good predictive model to tell us how high these counts go or what other predictions you can have. And that's the reason for a lot of our patients, it's confusing because I can't, you know, simply tell you as soon as this happens, you know, or starting on this date, you absolutely need to start certain medicines. But we can tell you that, you know, we know when right about spring is going to be. And we can say, you know, if you know exactly what you're allergic to, you can actually start, you know, your medicines 2 weeks before that period so that we can protect you better and it'll get you through the spring season. And that is a, you know, is a little bit more helpful for, you know, for preventive medicine. However, I can't tell you specific times. We just can't tell you when it's going to peak or any of those things. We'd love to, but unfortunately, you know, that's the reason why the pollen counting is so important, because at least it'll give us an idea or a trend of what's happening right now, you know, at this time.
We're speaking with Dr. Lily Wong with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Center here in the Atlanta area. And Dr. Wong, you were speaking of the prophylactic type medicines that you can take before the allergies start. Do you like when your patients treat themselves, or would you prefer them to come in and you tell them what types of medicine, and you prefer them to take a prescriptive type medicine, or are you okay with the over-the-counter type medicines?
You know, I always think it's important to identify exactly what you're allergic to. A lot of times we have patients who come in and tell us that, you know, I have allergies, or I'm allergic to certain things, and we find that that's not what they're allergic to. And so it's so important to actually get, you know, to a board certified allergist and get the proper diagnosis to figure out exactly what you're, you know, what's triggering your symptoms so we can treat them appropriately. Now, you know, patients sometimes, you know, they go and see a doctor and it says they have allergies and they say, why don't you try a couple of over-the-counter things? You certainly can do that if your symptoms are consistent with, you know, allergies. You can try, what a lot of patients actually have done is they try over-the-counter antihistamines, but what they're not aware of now is that, you know, antihistamines do not work as well. And we now recommend that the first-line treatment be some of the intranasal steroid sprays that are available over-the-counter.
And what, you know, are some of the brand names of those?
There's a lot out there right now. There's Flonase, Nasacort, Rhinocort. You know, you really have got to sit down with your doctor, an allergist, or someone who's going to tell you at least some of the differences in these nasal sprays, because they do make a difference in how someone's going to respond to them and what your side effects are going to be. So even though it's over the counter, it's not without side effects. And it's important for, you know, our patients to know that, or the people, just if you're using something, you've got to make sure you're aware, you know, is there an alcohol content in it? Does it smell? Does smell bother me? Because certain nasal sprays actually have a scent, and that scent actually can irritate your nose as well.
Okay.
And of course, proper technique. You know, you got to have proper technique in the use of the nasal sprays. A lot of patients don't realize that if you don't use it appropriately or correctly, you also lose the effectiveness of those nasal sprays.
Okay. If you have a question for Dr. Wong with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic, you can give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I've heard this year, I don't know how many people say, I normally don't suffer from allergies, but I'm having a problem today.
You know, it's really interesting how our body changes year to year. And you can have an allergy that, you know, you could be sensitized 1 year and manifest symptoms the next year, depending on how long, how many years you've had exposure, how many seasons it's gone by. Sometimes patients, you know, they move down to Atlanta and they haven't had the exposure, and it takes several years before they actually start having symptoms. And you've got, you know, of course, also we've got irritants in the environment that we don't usually think about, but a lot of times the pine that's floating around, you know, that we see that's covering our cars, you know, covering our backyards and patios, a lot of times the things that we can actually see, it's not actually what causes our allergen. But it happens to be coming out the same time that the allergic pollens are coming out, such as the hardwoods, you know, the oak, the maple, the cedar, all those things that you see are coming out at about the same time as the pine. And pine is just so large, it just becomes an irritant to our system.
So what is the green that we see that's covering our cars, creates the rivers down the middle of the road, and it's just everywhere? What pollen is that?
That's the pine.
That's the pine. Okay.
It's large enough for you to see. The ones that you have allergies to are the ones that are small and you really can't see them. They're more microscopic. And again, these, you know, the pollen is wind-blown, and they actually are the ones that actually gets out there. And don't forget that we also have grass pollen that's out about now as well. Mm-hmm. And so if you have tree or grass allergies, it can cause problems for you.
Now, how do you tell if you're having a cold or you're having an allergy problem?
That's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. So, we always forget that colds can happen at any time of the year. And most commonly, it's during your fall and winter time. But there are also viruses that cause colds in the, you know, spring and summer as well.
Because we're still seeing the flu start right now.
Yes, we still have flu, and it, you know, it hasn't ended yet, and we're still getting patients through with that. There's a couple of things that, you know, can help us as a telltale sign. Sometimes we know that the viral illnesses don't last a long time. So if you're having symptoms longer than the 10-day or so period of time, then you've got to start to wonder if it really is a viral illness or if it's an allergy-driven process. So that's one of the first things. And then, you know, the chills, the muscle aches, definitely fevers. These don't go along with just your typical allergies. So this should also be an additional telltale sign that you may not be having. If you're having those symptoms, you're not having an allergic problem, but you're having more of a viral illness or some infection that's kind of started to set in. A lot of times people who have allergies, they've got the extremely watery, itchy eyes, you know, they have the sneeze attacks, they get the runny nose, the congestion. Sometimes actually patients could also have problems with a cough or an asthma trigger. A lot of times if you have allergies, if you have also the chest tightness, you potentially may be looking at having also asthma symptoms or wheezing, which happens at that same time. And so those are all symptoms that you have to look for. A lot of times you might have to just call your doctor, speak with a specialist, and see if they can help you sort it out, particularly if you're having symptoms that keep returning about the same time of the year. That should also give you a hint that it's not necessarily a cold that's happening. It most likely could be an allergy trigger.
Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Lily Wong with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic about the seasonal allergies that a lot of you are experiencing right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you know if you need to be a candidate for a series of allergy tests and whether that's something you need to think about. Taking your calls at 404-87.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I want to give a shout out to EJ. Thanks for listening. Always welcome a new listener, a young listener to the show. We're broadcasting live from the 40th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show, broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center. And we're speaking with Dr. Lily Wong with the Asthma and Allergy Center here in Atlanta. And so, Dr. Wong, I want to ask you, when someone's allergies are so bad, how do they know if they're a candidate for the official big prick test, so to speak, when they get the big allergy test?
You know, the first thing is you want to see an allergist who can do a good history, who can actually ask all the questions about what symptoms you're experiencing, and then say, okay, you know, this is consistent. Maybe we need to figure out what your triggers are. And that's the time where where a skin test is valuable, because if we can help you identify exactly what your allergens are, what's really triggering or causing the problem, we can really help you decide what's the best treatment plan for you so that we can improve upon your quality of life. We can help decide, you know, is medicine the best route for you? Do you want to be taking medicines year-round, or is it something that you're only going to take in the spring months? You know, making those decisions require a lot of history and your evaluation, depending on what your skin test will show us.
Okay, Dr. Wong, that music says that what we have to run. Is there a website that you can give out if people want to get in touch with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic?
Absolutely. www.atlantaallergy.com. We've got 17 locations with 17 board-certified allergists, and we would be able to help you guys evaluate and figure out what's going on and help you take care of you for the spring and also the rest of the year.
All right. Thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.